It's Helping Hand. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. Then those segments are archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are honored to have a return visit from the Hawaii Association of the Blind. Members of the community who are blind, have vision disabilities, and or are loved ones of people who are facing those challenges. They work to secure legislation, provide resources to programs and organizations that support the blind, do advocacy on behalf of the blind. Their HAB 2020 annual convention is Saturday, March 7th, Pagoda Hotel in Honolulu. The night before, there's a meet-and-greet auction night. We welcome back Natalie Barrett, co-chairperson of publicity for the organization. She's the newsletter editor, and she's a member of the board. Thank you so much for coming down and doing this.
Thanks, Dave. I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Who is the Hawaii Association of the Blind, and what do they do?
Well, you said a little bit, we're the state affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. We are an advocacy organization. We support those individuals in the community who might need a helping hand. And we want to take these people under our wing and show them that they're not alone. We're a minority, but together, you know, we stand tall. Hmm. Supply them with either scholarships, information, assistance. And it doesn't just necessarily have to be people with a visual impairment, family, friends, counselors, teachers. We've had many people contact us, and that's our main goal. Help people in whatever way we can to live a fulfilling, wonderful life. I'm going to throw myself just very quickly. I grew up with a blind parent. I was very fortunate. I had a support system right then and there. Not everyone has that. So what we want to do is show these people that it is possible. The world has not ended. So some of the things, scholarships. We have a gentleman in our organization. He's been going how many summers over to a NASA program. I won't even ask him what he's been doing because I know it would go completely over my head. But I will say that I have seen him grow, and he's taken more of a leadership, not just within us, but within our national organization, American Council of the Blind. Ankar, I mean, our president, Art Kebono, and I just wow over the growth. And this is the kind of thing we want to just continue to share with other people. But we also provide technology. We supply people with screen reading technology. We've bought book readers, electronic braillers. Honestly, these things cost thousands of dollars. I can't afford any of this on my own. So these are just small aspects. One of the more recent things is that we're getting more definitely out there in the community outreach. Last year in 2019, we did the Young at Heart Fair. We also did the Children and Youth Fair that was outside the Capitol. Some of us brought our service dogs with us. And trust me, you want to reel people in, bring a dog.
Right.
But we bring them in so we can talk about who we are, what we're doing. We also network. Many of our members, we have sighted people who are, they do what they can. They're microphone runners in our meetings. Where's the microphone? We got to run around our meetings with a microphone. Those people, it's a small thing, but it means so much to us.
Right. I get it. And that's their way of giving back. And it does make a tangible contribution. I always think it's like a kind of a good way for people to learn about the organization, and it certainly lets people see how it is operated. The state convention at the Pagoda Hotel, 2 days. On the Friday night, March 6th, they have a meet and greet auction night, followed by the Saturday. Convention will begin at 9, run till about 2. Then there's a dinner banquet from 6 to 9:30 that evening.
The Hawaii Association of the Blind has a monthly meeting. We meet on the first Saturday every month. We understand that not everybody can come to those meetings. Our state convention once a year, our annual convention, is a one-stop shop. We always have a wonderful guest, our mainland guest, from American Council of the Blind, ACB. But we also have guest speakers from Ho'opono, the rehabilitation facility, from the Library for the Blind, and Hawaii Disability Rights Center. Everybody is just so welcoming. It doesn't matter if you've never been there. That is also a goal of ours. We want to just make everyone feel welcome. Doesn't matter if it's your first time or your 50th.
Cindy Van Wrinkle.
Our mainland guest, yes.
The membership services coordinator for the American Council of the Blind. During the evening, there's also they sort of award presentations. That's always a real heavy moment when you hear about all the money that's being given to different organizations, with the library, Ho'opono, the teachers who have been so supportive.
Very much. To sum it up, you're going to walk away knowing that no matter what, somebody's listening. Somebody's got your back for you.
Flipping it around, it's drive time, and we have thousands and thousands of people in their cars heading home, and many people are very fortunate. Someone can just write a check to the Hawaii Association of the Blind, obviously, or do any number of financial contributions.
We use a lot of funds to send our members to the national organization to experience that, where blind people are the majority. Everywhere you go, you're going to hear a click-clack of dogs' nails, a jingle of harnesses, click-clacks of canes. It's empowering. I can only use that word to describe it. So every year we select so many people, depending on how much funds that we can spread around. We'll pay for hotel, airfare. We'll send as many people as we can.
To that national convention.
To the national convention so that they can experience that.
That's a real testimonial to what the donations help provide.
Absolutely. And I want to share a funny story. I remember our convention. We went to Dallas, Texas. Our convention coordinator at that time, he's from Tennessee, a very thick Southern accent. He gets on the bus at the very end of the day. He goes, I was walking with so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. And he says, now we walk by these bunch of tourists. I recall hearing the man say to his companions, boy, there sure are a lot of blind people in Texas. And the bus was rocking. We were laughing so hard. We weren't being made fun of, or right. We weren't being ridiculed. It was just a person scratching their ear going, whoa. And this is the kind of experiences that we want
to share with people,
our younger members or our newbies to come home with.
Right. If people out there are listening and they think, wow, I'm pretty good at getting grants. I have the ability to make websites, or I'm pretty familiar with the law, and maybe I could use my significant legal resources to help this organization. Would you be interested in hearing from those people if they would like to volunteer to lend a hand?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I can't say yes fast enough. Yes. Anything that they want to contribute, even if you want to just come and stand with our members after our events and make sure that they get on their proper rides home, we also value that.
That's huge. I mean, that's a very tangible thing. So just any kind of support, you're saying. If somebody just wants to say, hey, I just want to be there to lend a hand, a physical hand.
You know, there's no quota. If you want to just do one event and kind of taper off after a while, that's fine. We value anyone. Helping people serve their food, go walk out to meet their paratransits and their rides, anything, whatever they can do.
Well, let me give the contact information. acb.org/Hawaii. You can reach the president of the HAB, Art Cabanilla, 808-728-1554. You can email the organization hab50@hotmail.com.
Our email is the best way to get information if you want to contact us.
Full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. HAB 2020 Annual Convention is coming up Friday, March 6th, a meet and greet auction night, and Saturday, March 7th, the convention, and then a dinner banquet at the Pagoda Hotel.
Friday night, our auction, it's a meet and greet. We're going to have an auction. We're still looking for items to auction off.
Meaning that people could support the organization by donating items to be auctioned?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely, yes. Even if you are a blind / low vision individual who has equipment that they're not using anymore, see if someone, a member of ours, could take advantage of that. That's on Friday, and I want to also say that we will have some lovely entertainment. So Lance Kamaka and his companion there, Christine, will be entertaining, and they're great. I'll be there both, so if people want to see me, I'll be there. I'll be welcome to introduce you all clear to people.
There's a small donation attached to attending the event.
Right, right. Because whatever we charge is not anywhere near to cover the cost of the actual event.
Right.
But we do this because we want as many people to come.
We have been very fortunate today, blessed, honored to have Natalie Barrett. She is the co-publicity chairperson, newsletter editor, member of the board of the Hawaii Association of the Blind. On behalf of all the people that you provide inspiration to, including myself, Thanks for doing what you do, Natalie. It means a whole lot to me.
Thank you so much, Dave. We value you. Thank you.